Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
They turned that scary proton therapy machine into a jungle gym for my son. And it became something, oh, this isn't scary. This isn't. He touched it and he, you know, moved the little things around and he pushed the buttons. And from that day on, every time he did get sedated, they actually let him push the button that put the sedation into his tube.
Wow.
And they found what for him made him feel more comfortable and made him feel safe.
Welcome to Walk a Mile in My Boots podcast, actually 1.2 miles, because that is the distance of the MD Anderson Boot Walk to End Cancer, which happens November 9th. If you'd like to sign up for the team, we'll have all the information on how to do that. Or you can email me at any time, george@thebullhouston.com. And I will send you a link and you can become a member of our team immediately. This podcast series, as you guys know, focuses on the heroic stories in the fight against cancer. And one of the stories that's been closest to me since moving to Houston has been the story of David. And David came to us as our littlest fan on the radio show. Mom Samantha is here with us and David also. David, how long? We've known each other how long?
3 years.
3 years, exactly right. And the first time you came into the studio, we put you on the radio, didn't we?
Yes.
And you've been going at it ever since. You're what, nine now?
Yes.
9 years old, and you have a thing called David's Toy Project, which we're going to get into the details of in just a minute. But if you could explain to people on our podcast here, how would you explain David's Toy Project? What do you do?
We buy toys for the kids who are still fighting cancer.
When you get the toys, what do? Do you take them to the nurses first?
Yes.
Okay, and the nurses then pass them out to the kiddos, mm-hmm. Right?
And we can hand them out to some people who are not sick.
But we have to be really careful with the kids who are sick out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Oh, awesome. And how long you've been cancer-free now? Does he know that?
3 years.
3 years. That's all I wanted to get is some information from you on your story and your fight against cancer. And we appreciate you being on the podcast with us today, okay? Can we talk to Mom now? Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. That's David.
Yeah.
Samantha Lawrenson is here.
Go.
She is David's mom. And
Proud mom,
yeah. We've known each other 3 years, first met each other on David's visit to the radio station.
Yeah, the day he became cancer-free. He was officially cancer-free on March 13th, and that's the day that you guys invited us down to take a tour of the radio. And
that's awesome.
That's when we met.
Yep. Can you share kind of David's story with people here on the podcast? You know, we've been focusing on the stories of people who are fighting cancer, and I know your all's was a unique one.
Yeah, David was 18 months old when he had some urine in his diaper, and we took him in, and everyone just assumed it was a UTI, and 6 hours later, we left the hospital with a diagnosis of rhabdomyosarcoma, which is a soft tissue cancer. So everything happened extremely quickly for us. It took us about 6 years to get David. He is adopted. We went through a lot to finally find him, and at 18 months, realize we went through all of that and now we could lose him. It was really difficult for us, but he was just a champ through it all. He smiled the entire time. Even when he was sick and his hair was lost and he was throwing up, he still always had a smile on his face and lit up every room.
I think it's your all's faith too, though, in that fight too, isn't it?
Yeah, we knew very early on that even if the worst were to come and we would lose our son, that Heavenly Father just blessed us with a gift. We had complete faith in him. We had faith in, you know, David as a person. We had a lot of faith in the doctors and the nurses that were supporting us. And Texas Children's Hospital and MD Anderson is where he did his proton therapy. Both had wonderful crews, and they were just absolutely wonderful and did everything they could to make us as comfortable as we could be and as comfortable as David could be.
Talk to me about MD Anderson, proton therapy. That sounds like something out of a superhero movie, but
it does.
That was a daily thing for David. So walk me through that just a little bit at MD Anderson.
Proton therapy is a form of radiation, and it's where they can get extremely close to the tissue that they're trying to do radiation on. Since David was so small, he was 18 months old when he started this, they only had a very tiny target to get to. So normal radiation would have destroyed cells in a larger portion. So they were able to do what's called proton therapy, which is just a more narrowed version for him. And he went in for 8 weeks every day, Monday through Friday. We got in at 5 o'clock in the morning. He got sedated for the radiation, and we usually left around 5 o'clock in the evening.
Wow.
So it was...
Every day.
Every day for 8 weeks. It was pretty hard, but again, there was a lot of people there at MD Anderson that just...
How important was it to you guys, and how important do you think it is when somebody is going through this to have the staff like they have at MD Anderson to walk you through proton radiation therapy?
Oh, goodness. I could not imagine having to go through what we went through without the type of staff they have. It's not just your normal nurses or your normal doctors. You have to be someone special to be able to treat someone who could potentially lose their life and still be happy and friendly and kind and giving and act like nothing's happening.
Do you remember the worst day?
The worst day was actually both chemo and radiation. It was during a proton therapy day at MD Anderson. It was the second day we were there. David realized he was there and he was going to be sedated, which means he was going to have an IV put in his chest like the day before. He was going to go into this room with all this scary machinery, and as soon as we walked in the doors, he lost it. He didn't want to be there. He was scared. He was shaking. He was crying. I couldn't get him under control. And I, of course, lost it. And I remember a nurse coming up, and she just asked, she says, can I take David from you? And I said, yes, because she could tell I was doing everything I could to hold it together
for
him.
Just to hold it together, right, yeah.
Yeah, and she's like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and take David into the playroom if you need a minute, Mom. And, of course, as soon as she took him out of my hands, I turned around and just lost it and let everything out. And another nurse came up to me. Keep in mind, I'm not the patient.
Right.
Another nurse comes up to me and just gives me a big hug and tells me, Mom, we're going to get through this. Everything's going to be fine. And before accessing him, getting his IV or anything, they brought David into the room with all the big scary machines, and they let him climb all over them.
Really?
They turned that scary proton therapy machine into a jungle gym for my son. And it became something, oh, this isn't scary. This isn't. He touched it, and he, you know, moved the little things around, and he pushed the buttons. And from that day on, every time he did get sedated, they actually let him push the button that put the sedation into his tube.
Wow.
And they found what for him made him feel more comfortable and made him feel safe.
You build a family
You
go through this. And at MD Anderson, you keep saying that he has surrogate grandparents there that you guys still are in touch with. Tell me about that.
So at the Proton Center, since it's mainly for people who are at risk of having extra side effects from radiation, like infants and the elderly. And so he had a lot of people who were being treated for cancers that needed proton therapy because they were elderly. Well, when you're an elderly patient and you're in a waiting room and there's, you know, 14 couples there that are all elderly and you have this one 18-month-old walking around.
He got a little attention, didn't he?
He got more attention than he could handle. And it's just the love and the community aspect that just comes out when you're struggling and when you're all going through that together. It's just this automatic bond. It doesn't matter what your background is. It doesn't even matter what you're being treated for. Just the fact that, you know, you're going through it, it creates this lifelong bond that just isn't ever going to go away.
David cancer-free for 3 years.
Yes.
You guys have, he has kind of a charity that he started.
Yes.
You ask him a simple question one day, and what was it?
He was 6 years old, and it was September, and we realized he was old enough to understand what it means to bring awareness to something. So I asked him what he wanted to do to commemorate Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. And he said, well, what does that mean? And I just told him it's a way to bring awareness and to make people feel special during that month. And he took his time and he thought about it and he says, well, Mom, I want to buy toys for kids at the cancer center. And I said, okay, well, we can do that. And then he goes, but Mom, I want to buy toys for all the kids at the cancer center. And I'm thinking, honey, you know, I don't know if we can do that, but we can definitely buy toys. And he just, with his 6 years old at the time, he goes, well, Mom, can't we ask other people for their coins so we can buy more toys?
Right.
And I just said, okay.
Sure.
And
absolutely.
We'd be
kiddo.
Walking down Walmart and he'd ask complete stranger for the coins in their purse, bus drivers, teachers. He asked if he could make phone calls to call aunts and uncles and grandparents. And
well, I always tell people that, that ask me about David, I always say he's the most amazing kid I've ever met, but that's just barely ahead of the most amazing parents I've ever met.
Oh, gosh.
That, that got him through what he went through, but also got him to the point where he is now as a 9-year-old who knows what his mission is in life. How amazing is that?
I'm still in awe on a mission.
Yeah,
I'm still in awe. I look at what I was doing when I was a kid, and I'm going.
I look at what I was doing last week,
I'm still in awe that we were blessed to have a child like David.
We've had you guys on the radio show with us before, and you get 60 seconds or 90 seconds to kind of talk about an event and stuff like that. And I don't think sometimes people quite understand the depth of David and what he's done and been able to do and keep a smile on his face. And I just wanted to kind of share that as one of my heroic stories in the fight against cancer. And I sure appreciate you being on the podcast with us today.
Thank you very much, George. You know, we love you.
Love you too. These amazing stories that you're hearing each week on the Walk a Mile in My Boots podcast, they get to the heart of what this is all about, and that is the MD Anderson Boot Walk to End Cancer. It's so personal to me, and I know for so many people that have friends or spouses or relatives or grandkids that have been treated at MD Anderson and know what this mission is all about. If you'd like to help that, and that's the thing I love about this, all of these funds stay local. 100% goes to fund research, patient services, everything at MD Anderson. Can you help out? Maybe it's $10. Maybe it's $25. I feel awkward at times asking for money, but that's how much I hate this disease, is that I'll ask for your help. So if you've heard this story today and it touched your heart, it spoke to you in some way, we'd be honored for you to make a donation. It's simple to do. Just email me, george@thebullhouston.com. You can tell people that you made the donation. You can keep it absolutely private. You can make it in honor or in memory of someone. But we'd be honored if you join us on this walk and for your support of these heroic stories in the fight against cancer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.